Henry Grebe of Bishop, Texas. She was born in Austin County in 1897. And the line of our discussion, our interview, is the general life around Bishop, Texas, around 1912-1920. And Mrs. Grebe and her husband, Mr. Grebe, came, or were one of the first families that came into the Bishop area. And we talk of such things as daily jobs, or her daily job, life in Bishop, and even have the actual eyewitness of a Ku Klux Klan meeting, a German preacher and bishop. And rest of the tape consists of a usual life around the city of Bishop in the early 1900s.
Austin County, we moved to Falls County, lived there 6 years, and then we moved down here.
You lived here?
Ever since 12.
1912? Yeah. Do you remember what type of schools or anything that were in Bishop at the time? Or?
Oh, there was not like now. The kids had to walk to school, and that's why I didn't get no school, you see. My cousin, he walked. And they didn't have the schools like they have now, no, they just had little schoolhouse. You know, no people here.
What were the roads like? Or did
No, they was all dirt roads, real much roads. Had to go to the store, but you had to go to the store, you know. Bishop was where it was, and we lived that young. Well, so what we done, what Ernst did, he put the two mules and took the wagon apart when it was muddy. Took the wagon apart and pulled two wheels. And they went and loaded the groceries on and came back. That was. We didn't have a buggy first years down here. And, us farming, I don't know too much, but we didn't have no cows either to milk them. But in Falls County, we had more. And, then later on, after a few years, we milked 16 cows.
So what were your daily, like when you woke up in the morning, what did you do all day? Did Grandpa and then went to the farm, and did you wake up and fix breakfast and stuff, or?
Mama fixed breakfast.
What was your daily jobs, or what did you do?
Oh, milk cows and, you know, came to the chickens and that all. And, first in the morning. After a while, there was no field work. Well, we sowed and quilted and done things like that, you know, in the house. Till the work came in, I'd feed, you know, chopping, cotton chopping, wheat chopping. And then those girls had to get on. So we done pretty good with the milk cows. We milked as much as 16.
Do you remember coming in town, what Bishop was like, or what days did you come into Bishop?
We came in to walk to town. Or from there, you know where we live. Don't you remember?
It was about how many, 3 miles, or a little more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, I imagine that's what it was, 3 or 4 miles, Bishop. I don't know for sure. But every time it was rain where we couldn't work, then we went to town. And Laura, men went with us. Walk the town. We went in the morning or dinner time and then be back that night. Didn't buy anything, just went to town to see what's going on. There was a little old variety store, you know, 5 and 10 cent store, grocery store. And I guess that was all.
But did you say the other day where did they put the buggies or the horses? Did they?
Oh yeah, they had a board put up in town behind the store. And they tied the left the horse in the buggy shafts, you know, and tied them there on that blank, you know, board, whatever it was, 2x4, or I don't know what it was, but it was posts, you know, and then it was tight. You tied your horse there, and they just had to stand until you went back. I mean, but to go home. And that wasn't all good. And like church, well, we didn't have church. We didn't have no church, you know, first years. We had it upstairs. On I guess it must have been where Inkins or through there, where Murphy Mint's at the first door, you know, upstairs. That's where we had our church up there. Still there, well, about so far, you know, where to go to the church.
Well, was there only one church at the time? Or
Well, no, there was a Baptist church, I guess, and a Methodist church. There was three churches, I know. But, they built a pretty nice church. Then when they built it, one, not big. Well, there wasn't very many people there. Not too big, but Ku Klux, they went and burned it up.
Could you tell me about the Ku Klux Klan and the preacher that was here?
Yeah, it was a preacher from Germany, and he bacheloured in Bishop. He rented him a house, and he bacheloured, and they was after him, you know. And they went and done something to the house, I don't remember what it was. But anyway, they threw that rope to show him what they're going to do with him. You know, they wanted to hang him. And so he was smart, you know, and left that night to his people, you know, they lived further out than we did. And he stayed there several nights. Well, he says, I got to go back to my house, whether they kill me or not. And he went back and they messed around there again, so he come back to our house. Well, then I don't know how long, but he didn't stay with us very long. And he went somewhere again and rented him a room somewhere in town, you know, where he wouldn't be by himself in the house. He had a big house by himself. Well, I say big house, but it was a patched on house. It was more rooms. But, he didn't trust them people over there. And they got after him, and they beat it up his face. It was pitiful. Just blood run down on him, and his face was blue. And he looked like he was just about mortal. I mean, if he didn't get out of them people, well, they would kill him. That's all they would do. So they burned his house, burned the house up, burned the church up. And that was it. And he left from here. He went to West Texas. And he preached up there, and he found him a girlfriend. And he married him. He wasn't married, see, when he stayed here in Bishop. He was an unmarried guy. He was 38, I think, when he got here, you know. And, that's what he did then. Well, the people wasn't so mean up in West Texas, you know, like that. They didn't have the Ku Klux up there like they did here in Bishop. That was the main mean, though, and the most people, the Ku Klux down here. They wanted to kill everybody just for the Ku Klux. They sure did. Mm-hmm. Just about that preacher murdered out. He looked awful. So he went up there, and he wasn't boarded up there anymore. But we never did see him again. He passed away now several years ago. I guess his wife, kids, they're still up there. Well, I didn't know it, but some friends of mine told me that, you know, he was a poor guy, and he had some kind of sickness. I don't know what it was. So that was over then.
But did the Ku Klux Klan around here do any more things?
They tried to, but you know, the people that belonged to Bishop, you know, they fired back to him. You know, he was by himself, and he just had to take it up. And they just broke his house, and broke the windows out, the door out, and just got in on him, and beat him up like that. The next day he came back to his folks again out there. And I tell you, we was married then already, but I got scared when I saw him. I said, oh, look, a preacher buck.
But do they pick on certain types of people or groups?
Yeah, they picked on certain types, but I don't know. It was several years going around here, you know. But I don't know too much with the first years, you know. I know he lived a good while of years with us. And then he left. And he went. I don't know with who all he lived down here, people, you know, belonged to his church. We all was good to him, you know, because he didn't know nobody. He was from Germany. And that's why the Ku Klux hurted him, so like to hurt him and mess with him like that. Of course, he was nobody from here.
You remember the doctor? They have any doctor, a doctor in this area or a bishop?
Yeah, they had Dr. Williams. and a doctor. Sturgis. Dr. Sturgis and Dr. Williams. That was the doctor's name. That Dr. Williams was a pretty good doctor. Had ways in it for that time.
Well, since y'all lived out in the country and everything, and it was maybe far from the doctor, did your mother or you, did y'all have your own kind of doctrine, or did y'all have any kind of your own folk medicines or, you know, stuff?
Oh,
that
yeah,
you
we did, but then we had to use the doctor a whole lot with Mama, and she was pretty sick. She had cancer on her lungs then. Otherwise, people knew their medicine pretty good, you know. There wasn't very many doctors, but I think Dr. Williams, he was a pretty good doctor.
What did you use for stuff just for around the house doctoring?
That I don't remember here. Just some kind of medicine. Mom and Dad, they knew that what kind of medicine to use, you know. From Austin County, everybody had to help themselves then. I don't know if you know something else to ask me, but I really don't know any more about that.
You remember any, there any lawmen or the police for, or what kind of law did Bishop in this South Texas, this area have?
Yeah, well, Ben Davis was one, and Carlos Pope was one. Now, I don't know which one was the first one. I think Ben Davis was the first one, then Carlos Pope came in. And from then on, after Carlos Pope, Alfred came on, you know. Alfred been there 20 years as a law guy. That long. He'd been a good while, and he sure was a good one. Everything just as quiet in Bishop as you want to see. But he'd just gotten too old.
When did did you remember when the first banks came into Bishop, or a bank?
I think they had a bank here when we moved here, didn't they? They had a bank here in Bishop.
Yeah.
First National Bank, First State Bank. Mm-hmm.
Well, did the Depression hurt this area much in the 30s?
For a while, yeah. They had to have stamps, you know, and you couldn't buy but certain things, like that many pounds of sugar, that many pounds of flour and cornmeal you can get. And Lord, you can get, because everybody had their own house, you see. We never bought it. And coffee, and that's about all Mama bought. Of course, you can't buy it. They wouldn't let you have it. They had to go around with it.
What did you grow out on the farm, did you?
Oh, corn and grain and cotton and sugar cane, you know, such as that.
And did you grow a lot of crops that during the Depression that, you know, you could grow instead of buying?
No, it was one spring crop, and then maybe sometimes as the weather was, according to plan, and raise it. Well, that was in fall. But it always made pretty good in springtime, you know, corn and all of that. But garden stuff. We always had more garden than we could eat. I would put up pickles and sauerkraut and stuff, like 25 and 50 gallons. And peaches so much, and pears and all of that. We had fruit to mix from this year, we still have next year. Eat on. Sure was plentiful then. Well, the first few years when we came down here, that wasn't, we didn't get, had no crop then. You know, ours was a late plow, and it was, you know, all good and still working in bigger lumps of dirt, and it didn't rain. So there we was. It didn't rain down here the first time, and it was warm like summer. We didn't know the difference up there. It was cold when we left and come down here. Well, they were cold and everything flew. It was too hot to wear. You know, there was no people even to go to see. It was just us and Strokes, that was my aunt and uncle. Their kids, and then Vince. Then it was about all of us around here for the first year. But then he started graduating.
Were y'all one of the first ones to come into Bishop?
No, mm-hmm. not really the first ones, but I think with the first ones.
With the first ones?
About, yeah, in 12. Didn't we come down here in 12?
Mm-hmm.
We come down here in 12, didn't we?
What made you come down here? In
he bought that place. We had a rental place up there, so everybody come down here and bought land. Some land, you know, Papa did too.
Did you know the F.C. Bishop?
Mm.
He was a land promoter, wasn't he?
Yeah,
right here?
Yeah.
What kind of character was he?
Oh, I didn't know him too well, but he sold people land, and he had sheep and goats. I don't think that barn is in Bishop anymore. A two-story barn in Bishop. You know where the, I don't know anymore who lived there next. But there where he had sheep and horses and them things. In them, it was a two-story yellow house. And there he put that all in there. And then they had the park, they had deers and well, everything down there in that park. Yeah, we went down Sundays and looked at it. It was just as tame as they could be. Well, everybody went there and looked at them and, you know, played with them. That was nice about him. So that's about all the entertainment we had down there for the first years or two.
But did y'all have any, like, what they call barn raisings, or, you know, people would come in and they'd build a barn or something with? Oh, would all the farmers around go help them out or anything like that?
No, not that I know of. My uncle, he was a good carpenter. He was down here and then he got sick and then he had to go home. Well, Louis was the only carpenter, then real carpenter, you know. Well, them boys all could carpenter a little bit, you know. He just had built a big church down there in Austin County in Falls County. Before we left. He was a good partner. He could make pretty beds, discs, and dressers, and what we wanted, he fixed. But Ernest never did care for him. Wasn't from carpentry. He was the farmer.
Was the hotel already here?
The hotel.
Or when did they build this big hotel in Bishop?
I believe, Phil, that they must have built it right at the first, or either it was here, that hotel there, that, what's it called? Basel. Didn't belong to Basel, then it belonged to the Bishop. You know, Bishop put the big buildings on in Bishop. And they was the worst, had the first places down here. And then they sold them to the people who came down here. And sold them or rented them however they wanted.
Well, were there any, you know, wild things that went on in town at the hotel, or, you know, any, they have any celebrations or festivals or anything?
Not the first years, later on, more. But I don't know that they had anything in the hotel. They always had a band that play in the park. They had an extra house built in the park, you know, downstairs and upstairs. And that band played there twice a week and on Sundays. Press band. Pretty good band.
Did everybody come down to?
Oh, yeah, that one quite smart who was around here. Well, people more lived in town, you know, in the country wasn't too many people. Well, we made it so far.
Anything you can remember about?
It's too many years ago, I forgot so many things, you know, what I didn't know. No special now.
Ethnic group were the most people that came down to Bishop first? Were they Germans or African American people?
all kinds of stuff, you know, who wanted to come down, who bought down here, they came down, and they had first had to have their land plowed from a big steam tractor. It wasn't a little farming tractor like this, it was a great big steam tractor that turned the land over, you know. And then you have to finish, pick up the roots, haul them off, and then cut the dirt in, you know, with a disc, I guess they done it. And all of that, till they had the land finished, you know, that was another year, you know. That is when you came down, we all came, not we all, but we did, you know, and Stroves and Paulus, I guess they came down that year too, but they left quite a piece from us. Well, there wasn't very many down here, but they all, I don't know, it seems like they all came down the same times. They got my fortune.
Was the railroads had just come through, hadn't they?
Yeah, the railroads was on. We came down and moved down on the train.
On the train. Mm-hmm.
The boys and the school boys, they was with the cattle and the horses, mules, whatever we brought down. They stayed on to, I don't know how long till they got down here, 5-6 days, and they came down here with the stock. Boy, we was glad when they got here, I suppose. Everybody was losing and traveling, going back and going back. So we did go back. Louis went back the next day, the next year to be cutting up there, you know, for my cousin. Ella and I, we went back, and our clothes that was in a trunk, you know, our dresses and all our work, we took up. It stayed down here. We got it back when we came down here. We didn't have nothing up there to wear, so we had to go to Rose Pond to get them some clothes. Yeah, they never sent it off from here. But we picked cotton, but most of the summer through for my cousin. And then, of course, Mama got sick and we had to come home, and it got cold and rainy, and we came home.
Jenkins had the first grocery store here. Mm-hmm. And I get that.
Do you remember any oil? Anybody discover oil around here? Mm-hmm. I thought Mother was send one thing, oil, back around where y'all used to live.
Yeah, that came in later years, you know, but not first when we came down here. When that oil came in, I don't know, it must have been 50s or close to 60 something like that. Too long out. It might be earlier too, I don't know, you know. They got it everywhere, you know.
What kind of things did Impkins have in its store when it first opened?
The Impkins didn't have a first store. They worked in that store, but the store belonged to, what was the guy's name? Well, they had dry goods and groceries, you know. They had dry goods and shoes and things. They had everything you need, you know, in that one store. Well, Mr. Inca worked in there from the first on, you know, in that store. And he came down here where he didn't have no work. And he didn't have no work up there. And so his daddy gave him the money to come down here, you know. He wanted to come down here and find him a job. He had a bunch of boys, well, three. And Ari was the oldest one. He was 15, and he worked in that store. And ever since, that boy worked in a grocery store. Then they made their own store, and he worked all the time through. And he was a good boy. I guess he still is. So, then I don't know. Then finally, you know, more stores and more. Well, it finally came then, I don't know how long we was down here, maybe 2 or 3 years. Well, they had a moving picture show. But that wasn't a see like moving picture show is now. They showed the picture, you know, and what they talk now, they showed in writing. That's what picture show was then. I know I went one night. Me and Hilda Spiegelhauer and Albert Spiegelhauer. We're going to show tonight, Albert. See, let's go. Okay, We went to show and that's what we saw. Here and the King's River, they had a letter up there. And you know, when it came like it is now, I wouldn't even know what to say. That was something to see then. They talked, they wrote down, you know, in letters what the show was and all that. It was just nonsense. It wasn't pretty. But we thought it was, but that's the only thing that went on. And then finally they built a hall down here, east of town, you know, the Concordia. And then when our fun began, then we our fun began. They had every once a month they had a big dance. And already we had a band down here, you know. They lived out in country, they farmed there. And he was a band director. Not like these band directors now, but he done it pretty good. His boys and all boys what was down here, you know, they went in and boy, we had a time and danced from night sundown till about 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure I had it. Well, it got better. And we saw them. They wanted to do something for us, you know, not set a lot of rooms in there all the time.
You remember when the first cars came in, Bishop, or when?
I believe the first car in Bishop was Ben Davis. He had a great big one with a top laying down, you know, a top like a boogie top laying down. Boy, I rode one. I just got out the pasture, you know, as we drove out, out going to town. He says, "Hey, girl, are you going to town?" I said, "Yeah, come and ride with me. I'm Mr. Davis," he says. You know, Lynn Davis, that day. All right, I just said, "Well, if I go out to the farm again this afternoon, you want to ride back home with me?" I says, "Well, I don't know. When I get tired, I'm starting out." He says, "Okay. And if I meet you, I'll bring you back home." He was a good old man. And, boy, I rode the first time an automobile. I'm telling you, so Mama heard it too when I got there. And I don't know, then it went on more and more, you know. One time we went to church, and Mama had just bought this horse. It was a young horse, you know, about 3 years old. And it was supposed, she bought it from some store woman, you know. They had a store, and that was her buggy horse. Well, she sold because they had a big car, and she didn't need a buggy horse anymore. So she sold that horse to Mama. All right, now Mama says, "Now I'll buy the buggy, and then girls, you can go." Oh yeah, we knew how to drive. No, Ella says, "I won't drive it. Hattie can drive it first." I says, "I'm going to drive it. I'm not scared of horses." And we went to church, and what you know, the same people sold Mama that horse. They coming away from that road up by the church, going, I don't know where they went to. But anyway, that horse said, and sat down. In fact, it was sitting down on the ground, and in the front legs, it's standing just shaking. Ooh, and tore the buggy to the shafts, and tell you, that wasn't funny. So our neighbor boys, there was a church too, and he says, "Don't let it scare you, Hattie." He says, "We'll take you home." They was horseback riding. Well, They tied the shafts up and we put the horse back in there. Well, we didn't meet no automobile again. Not that day, but some other day we did again. But it finally got more used to it and it wasn't so bad. And then we had another red horse. And boy, if it go, it go. And if it didn't want to go, it just laid its head in a stump or tree or fence post or anything and stood there in the buggy till it got ready to go. And I mean, you better get out of the way or it's going over you. We had to set in the buggy, tied loose from the post or tree where it was pegged. Still going. Oh my, what a mess I bring on that.
When did you and Grandpa y'all get the y'all's first car? When did y'all get one?
The first car, that was Willie's car, you bought. Wasn't it?
Huh?
That first car you bought, that was Willie's car, Nella.
Yeah.
I don't know when that was. Do you remember when that was? He died in what? In that Ella sold the car.
Remember how fast they went back then?
Yeah. Exactly. He could drive that car because he worked for Mackerel. And an old big farmer, old guy. He says, well, I'm sure glad I get this boy. He come take the car out for me. And he did. He drove that car in. The old Mackerel said, sure, had fun going to church. And then Papa bought one. Brought it over to us, you know, it was cheap, and he thought, well, he didn't have a car.